The Emancipation of Alibur. Style 1, Text Align, Center. Max Freeman was vice president of marketing at Alibur and McCad Company in 2011. Alibur fought against all odds, stiff competition and aggressive pricing that bottomed out at $97 to gain a solid, pun intended, user base that may have reached 30,000 users. But CEO J. Paul Grayson, who founded the company in 1997 in Texas, sold Alibur to 3D Systems to retire with his horses on a ranch. 3D Systems, a 3D printer company, was buying everything in sight, including enough software to create a software division. A dumbed-down version of Alibur, Cubify Design, was going to help consumers create 3D models. It never really took off. The entire Cubify division was abandoned. The lesson learned was that consumers were nowhere near ready to model in 3D, much less manufacture parts in their home. The professional version of Alibur was renamed GeoMagic Design and became the solid modeler for the GeoMagic software division of 3D Systems, named for the 3D scanning and mesh software, also acquired by 3D Systems. While Alibur might have functioned as a front-end modeling tool for professionals, 3D Systems had other software that modeled in 3D. The company seemed to be losing interest in an engineering-style 3D modeler, and the product languished. A period of about 18 months produced no updates. Users were grumbling and falling away. Max Freeman rode back in like a white knight with a vision to bring back the solid modeler. He picked up the rights to the software, along with a core group of 5 ex-Alibur executives, and since June of 2017 has been selling Alibur under its original name and almost the same company name, Alibur, LLC. Listed with Freeman are Ashok Srinivasan, Chief Technology Officer, former Alibur Vice President of Development, and Jonathan Pace, Chief Operating Officer, former Alibur Vice President of Global Sales. Our main goal, since the relaunch, has been to fix the bugs and implement enhancements users have requested, Freeman said. Why would anyone buy Alibur software? Alibur re-enters the world very different than the world it left for two reasons: Onshape and Autodesk Fusion 360, robust, modern CAD and cloud-based CAD. But not everyone wants cloud-based CAD, Freeman said. A lot of our customers like knowing that their data is inside the same four walls they are. One of these customers is Lou Merrick, who spoke to Engineering.com from his job at GA Enterprises in Washington State, where he works as the principal and senior design and development mechanical engineer. An Alibur user since 2009, he joked that he is at the same time Alibur's biggest fan and biggest critic. The outspoken Merrick can be found on the Alibur forum giving both users and the company advice. He stuck with Alibur through the 3D Systems acquisition and divestiture, a period in which he feels the solid modeler got scant attention and little respect. He feels like it is now in good hands. Alibur is on the verge of being the most powerful and flexible CAD system there is, according to Merrick. There are maybe 5 or 6 things that are more easily and reliably done with SolidWorks, but there are 40 or 50 things that are easier and more reliable with Alibur. What is Alibur? Alibur is an ASCII-based, parametric solid modeling software similar to SpaceClaim, KeyCreator, GStarCAD and CAD. How much? Alibur sells 2 versions. Alibur Design Expert, top of the line, is $2,000 a seat and includes rendering and sheet metal. Alibur's Design Professional is $1,000 and has the basics, part and assembly modeling and drawing, export formats of popular CAD software programs and more. Existing Alibur users can upgrade by going on maintenance. Alibur prices maintenance at $300 per year, professional, and $400 per year, expert, for US and Canada users. International users can contact the resellers who are free to set their own prices.